Pull up with that.
Hey, Truth Nation. 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most, your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you are building every single day. If you are part of the truth audience, you already know you work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Z over there getting to it. It's Thursday, man. What's up, Meech?
Honey.
We made it. Almost. It's almost Friday.
Yeah, it's almost Friday.
It's almost Friday. And I'm going to tell you now. What's one thing you tired of in this city?
In this city?
Yeah.
The construction?
Yes. Listen. I am so sick and tired. I don't even want to drive. No, I caught an Uber today. That's how tired of the construction and traffic
catching,
I am.
I've been catching rides, too. I mean, just because they said the Third Street Market was going to be here yesterday, for sure.
But I'm over it. Like, from the south side to the north side to the east side, all the way up west going up Good Hope. It's construction every single where. But it's annoying because I feel like Wisconsin has a history of doing this purposely in the summertime.
Yeah.
Like, y'all can't do it in the
season. You can't do it in the winter.
You can do it in the fall.
That means we got to wait. We'll be waiting for them potholes to get filled. We would have been waiting for that.
I don't understand why it's taking so long to fix. You know what's taking so long to fix these streets? They keep putting this Nestle Crunch material to fill up these potholes.
Bruh.
And it's not doing nothing. Then I got to go back and do it again. I'm tired
of it. I rode over the biggest pothole today.
I did too, Meech. My whole
I didn't even know it was there.
My whole, it's like, it's not even potholes at this point. It's sinkholes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, real life sinkholes, mess up your whole front wheel alignment, all of the above.
Yeah. You end up losing your axle.
Yes.
Wheel bearings.
Everything. I'm sending the city a check. I need my car fixed. Y'all play too much, for real.
But what area are you trying to avoid?
Oh, most definitely 35th and National.
35th?
Yes.
Yeah, construction. Oh, yeah, for sure.
See, the 27th Bridge is down.
Over there, like going from, like if you're coming from north and you're trying to go like to where it's like State Fair, you're coming from the north side to
going Madison. Man. Oh, my gosh. What?
You got to go all the way to the south side.
It's too much.
But yeah, the 35th Street Bridge gone. Or is that
27?
The 27th Street Bridge gone?
Yeah, 35th, you still can ride on it, but 27th Street Bridge is completely gone. They're remodeling that one. And then I don't understand why it's so slow going up Madison, because there really is not. Oh, it is major construction up
construction
there.
Construction on
it's
Lisbon.
It's only two lanes.
Like from Burlington,
you know what,
Lisbon
though? They need Lisbon.
Lisbon. Oh, my God.
Lisbon ain't got
I'm trying to avoid that.
I'm trying to. They need Lisbon done so bad. I ain't even mad at it because it's been like that for years. It's been like that for years. We got a caller on the line. Al, are you there?
Yes, I am. See, the problem is they fix these potholes like they paying a junkie. You give them $10 to get a $300 job done, because you know what the junkyard they're going to do is take that $10 and buy some good dope and coke and be walking the streets at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning sweating like a pig, talking about they loss, and they be sitting up there crying after the drug is gone. But if you really want them to fix the pothole, tell them, fix them like I'm white.
Hello.
fix them like I got 26 characters in my last name. And I control your voting. That's what you need to tell them. And if they take too long, you go right on over here to Home Depot. You can get you a bag of mortar. I think it's a 50-pound bag of mortar for like $5 and fix it yourself and send them the MF and receipt.
You know
they
what,
got
Al?
Money for everything else.
You know what? I'm with you on that. For real. Fix my stuff like how y'all do Lake Drive. Okay? They got a fancy bike lane and everything.
They probably got their own different DPW.
But did you see? Did you see how they did Lesbian with the bike lanes? And then if you go down Lake Drive and you see them bike lanes on Lake Drive, they did the bike lanes on Lake Drive like they paid $5 for a junkie and gave them some dope down dope. But you go up here on Lisbon, right on 90th, before you from 90th to Capitol, they did them bike lanes like it was like Diane Carroll, like the last name had 62 characters, like they came from the mountains of Duluth, Minnesota, where they started pick and save from three stores and they got compound interest. The only reason they doing that is because it's us. They fix the potholes like they paid a junkie. But if you tell them fix them like your wife, matter of fact, they'll send you an email and send you a letter in the mail. Tell them fix them like I'm white. Fix my potholes like I got a tan line when I take down my drone. Y'all have yourself a good day.
Thanks, Al.
Thank you, Al. Listen, I was driving down Lake Drive. I love the lake, right? I love water. I was driving down a lake drive heading to the lake, and I seen they had the way that their bike lanes are set up. And I'm like, well, logically, why? I mean, I understand they have a different, you know, system, but that makes the most sense. When you drive down the inner city of Milwaukee and you look at these people, be about to, first of all, I am not a road rage driver.
Yeah, right.
I'm not. Sometimes.
Yeah, right. It's you, though.
Not, you know, I'm, hello? If you don't get your, okay, what you say, girl? That's me for sure. But I don't let it
You ain't finna stop and raise your window down.
Nah, I'm not doing that. I'm not honking my horn or nothing either. I'm just going to cuss you out in my car. I'm going to cuss you out real loud, and I'm going to mug you, and then I'm going to keep it pushing. Because some people just do stupid.
You be
some
looking
people
at them like, that's
stupid.
Why your car tore up now.
Like, what is you doing? But these bikers, they are so entitled. Move out the, first of all, whoever did
it's
this.
It's the law,
is
though,
not,
Jazz.
No. I'm saying. That's fine.
They are entitled.
That's fine.
If there's a bike lane, they almost have the right of way.
Listen, but still.
Why you put it over here?
First of all, why would you put the right turning lane after the bike lane and we got to get over and we can't get over because they in the bike lane?
Ma'am.
Put the bike lane to the far right and then the turning lane.
Or the bike lane. Then the parking lane, like how they got it right there by the Bear Center, is kind of like how I think it should be.
When you driving up Locust, I promise you, it's the lane,
it's more
then the bike lane, then the turning lane. So now you like, how am I supposed to get over? I'm going to hit somebody if I try to get over.
You been down 76th Street over there off of Mill Road? It's like they not even doing nothing. It's just cones.
They said skip this.
They just cones. Like they switch the lane and switch it back.
They tied.
Switch it back. I haven't seen nothing that's been done over there.
They said,
but they got nothing but cones all the way from like Good Hope all the way to Florence almost.
They said, "Baby, I haven't seen them working on Mill Road either." Shout out to the chat. Marty officially joined the chat. Happy Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in. He said, "Happy Thursday, Jazzy and Big Meech."
What's happening?
He said, "Summer bunnies got me crazy."
Yeah.
Marty says, "I do construction. It's all a monopoly, Jazzy. Brothers like me eat good off y'all pain."
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for letting us know, Marty.
Mm-hmm. Did he just blow the whistle?
He did. He did just blow the whistle. He said, "You get you a dump truck and run a bag of 250K.
Look, they got it on the news right there.
They got the whole commissioner of Department of Public Works.
Talking about it on, what's that, Channel 12?
Yeah. Yep. Talking about it on Channel 12.
Talking about the potholes.
It don't make no sense.
Like, this is almost 3 months later.
Yeah.
When we still feeling potholes.
And it's like an ongoing thing. Like, at this point, I feel like that's what Milwaukee is really known for.
I mean, and then, you know, I mean, like, it's the effects from having the plows on the streets during the winter.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You know, pretty much the plows keep turning over the concrete. After so long, you know, once the snow melt, then we'll see the potholes and then we got to fill them.
The real problem is if they fix the street right the first time, instead of laying down that cheap material, we'll be okay. But they keep putting on the same material in every winter.
It costs, though, Jazz. In the city, it costs, and people not paying their taxes is like they should be to get the stuff done how we want it to be.
I got my own conspiracy theory on that because I don't think it's just the taxpayers. I think the taxpayers are paying taxes, but I think somebody's back in their pocket.
I know
we
pay. I am a tax-paying citizen, and yes, I know.
I'm
saying we are paying taxes. But for the most part, that's what they say.
Yeah.
Or that's how they insinuate. Yeah. And so it's like, you know, that's what I'm going off of.
They do. They do. They will try to put it on us when in all actuality, they ain't got nothing to do with us.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody better come and get this Nestle Crunch stuff up off these streets, man. I'm tired.
Remember the salt ran out on the winter time? How we running out of salt?
I woke up like, you know, in the wintertime as a true Wisconsinite, you know, at 4 in the morning, you're going to hear that salt truck. It was so bad outside. I'm tripping. I'm like, am I tripping or did I not hear any salt trucks?
One time I didn't hear any either.
They said, forget it. We ain't got no money. Ain't nothing we could do. Y'all just going to be sliding on ice like I can pay. It's a wrap. It is a wrap. Madi says, facts, Jazzy. A lot of selling going on. Brookfield looking real good. It is. The surrounding areas are always looking good, man. But it is frustrating because there are a lot of people who can't afford to get their cars fixed. For real. Like, when I tell you I ran into the biggest sink pothole today, that you know how you driving and you don't see it, and then you get the inside of you.
I think it's a wheel tax. Mm. It's a wheel tax. Let me see. We paying for the wheel tax, like when you register your car, like it's an actual wheel tax.
Yeah, they gonna have to run. City of Milwaukee gonna have to run me my money, man.
I guess that's supposed to be used. That's what I'm guessing until I look it up. That's supposed to be used to kind of like help with the streets.
Yeah.
Cause
I guess it's time to just get a pickup truck. That's what it sounds like to me. Got to get a big boy, expedition or something. Because listen, having these SUVs and these cars riding around this city, man, it's a wrap.
Okay, the Wisconsin wheel tax is a local vehicle registration fee collected by municipalities or counties in addition to the state registration fee, used to exclusively for transportation related purposes. So we don't know what the purpose is.
Well, yeah, they left that part out.
Yeah, so. Let me dig a little deeper. But another area of construction, or just like, what's another area you'd be trying to avoid? Just the freeway?
Right. Well, in the inner city, I try to avoid driving through the inner city. That's what I try to avoid. And that's what's making me frustrated because now I'm on a highway. So going out towards like Mequon, you know, Menominee Falls and Brown Deer, that Good Hope area right there. But mainly going towards Madison, it is horrible, Meech. In that one little spot where it's just two lanes, it is horrible.
Yeah, so the tax is $41 in the city of Milwaukee. It's $41 extra charge in the county. Milwaukee County is $30 outside of the city. So they don't tell me. I'm not seeing what it's getting used for.
So you said it's $41, and there's 559,000 residents that live in the city of Milwaukee.
I mean, that's not vehicles registered, so, you know, you could probably.
So let's say half of that. That's still, to me, that's still enough, is it not?
Yeah, I mean.
Where's the money going, man?
I'm paying $41, I should own one of them potholes. I should be able to fix it myself.
I'm trying to tell you. So, listen, I'm going to stop, get out my car in the middle of the street and just start filling these potholes. Listen, I cannot do it. Between the construction and this, it's just entirely too much. It actually makes you not, like, you can't even enjoy the summer. It's a 12 to 15 minute traffic jam every single day. Even coming down here to the Third Street Market Hall.
Yeah.
It's a traffic jam.
It says the municipality or county must use all revenue from the wheel tax for transportation related purposes. So that could be, you know, they could take the wheel tax and give it to the bus transport, you know, transportation related purposes. It could be anything that's out there on the street.
Right.
Not necessarily the actual street you're driving on. You know, so it could be light, you know, street lights, light poles.
Yeah.
You know, traffic lights, you know, traffic signs.
Now, we do need to talk about these street lights. Because when you go in certain neighborhoods in Milwaukee, man, and I'm not going to push the blame on the other people, because I've actually sat in some of these community brainstorming meetings and town halls where you have that department come and they talk about funding when it comes to even the streetlight piece. Like, there's not enough funding to do it, but something has to happen, man. It'd be so dark and in some of these neighborhoods that's not the safest for kids.
And, like, the barricades they put out don't even be, like, they used to flash.
Yes.
And, you know, now
it does nothing.
Like, it's a little roundabout. Not even a roundabout, but, like, the little street where it's, like, it's Canal Street, actually. Yeah. And then you come from, like, if you come from the Brewer Stadium, yeah, you go to Canal. Once you hit the bridge by 33rd.
Can't see.
You can't see nothing. Nothing. It's, like, so tight on that little bridge next to the freeway. You trying to get down.
Yes. You know, if you drive into certain neighborhoods, once the sun goes down, it almost looks like you're on a movie, The Purge. It's dark. It's just random people walking around. Like, it's insane. It is insane.
Some street lights got actual, like, I seen them changing them to, like, LEDs.
I hate that.
You hate that color?
I don't
like
that.
You missed the orange Milwaukee.
Yes. The real one when we was little. That was the indication
the orange
to go in
Milwaukee
the house.
Light,
like, yeah. We need that. We need that. Truth Nation, do not touch that dial. We got to go to break to pay some bills. Meech is in the building. Jazzy and Meech, tap in. 101.7 The Truth. One on 1.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. Did you Meech? We are live and direct. It's Thursday, Meech. What you got up for the weekend?
I like Thursdays.
I like Thursdays too. It's Friday, probably Junior.
Avoiding the construction. But no, it's really, you know, I be chilling. We take the time off. Treat the weekend as the weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's what I do. Some people go out, you know, turn up on a weekend. I don't feel like I did that.
I have too. And you know what? Someone hit me from Truth Lounge inviting me to their wind down today. We should probably pull up.
No, it's we.
You like, I threw the we in there. But I'm just noticing it's like, is it easier to kick it at this age during the week or on the weekends?
During the week.
I agree too.
During the week is a little better because, I don't think you deal with all of the traffic, the lines, stuff like that.
The nonsense.
The YNs. You don't have to deal with all of that traffic.
Yeah.
Like, even just, you know, just say if you want to go get something to eat on the weekends. Oh, my God. It's traffic getting there.
Yeah.
It's traffic. Don't be traffic getting there. Then it's like, you know, at least standing in line for an extra 15 minutes if you're getting out the car.
Absolutely.
You stand in the car for drive through, an extra 15 minutes.
Yep.
So, I mean, like, on the weekend, I'll be trying to decide, like, should I go? You know, on the weekdays, I can get out the car.
Yes.
And go in and chill and, you know, it's a little bit time. You know, weekends, it'd be feel like, ah.
I don't like hanging out or doing anything on the weekends. If I do, I'm up at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to do what I need to do so I can be in the house by 10 o'clock before everybody and their mama is outside.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing to do with outside on the weekends.
Because everybody else outside.
Yeah.
That's why I said the weekday at this age is almost like the weekend.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, go to a little lounge or something on the weeknight.
Yeah.
You know, not too late. You know what I mean? You got to be out too late.
I miss having that energy, though, of being able to get up. And just every day of the week, it was something going on. Reds on Sundays.
I mean, just
music
that's
Mondays.
How I felt because you was in that age bracket.
Yeah.
To where you was still trying to be cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now it's we passed the cool stage.
I'm trying to tell you.
You almost a legend around here. So it's like.
I ain't going. I just want that energy to be able to still, you know, like, not hang out, but like. The energy I had being, do you remember pulling all-nighters in the studio, staying out, and then going to eat afterwards? Like, having that energy is what I miss.
Like, the up the whole time.
Yes.
Like, I
be in bed by like 8:30.
Like, now, being in the studio, it has its ups and downs because it's like, okay, like you said, okay, just say a whole day at the studio.
Yeah.
You know, wake up, get dressed, you know, go get something to eat or eat.
Yep.
Start about 10 a.m.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Start about 10 a.m. About 1 o'clock, you need a break.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It depends on the sessions or whatnot. You need a break. Depending on how, like I said, depending on how you're booking the sessions.
Yeah.
You need a little break. Or in between sessions, you take a little break. But then it's like that's now you coming down.
Yep.
Around 2, 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, you feeling like, oh my God. Because not by 5, 6 o'clock, now you have different type of sessions coming through.
Yes.
So it's almost another turn up, and then from 6 to 10, you know,
even different type of turn.
Yes, because now you got the people that's coming.
Yep.
You know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, they come in. It might be, you know, a little bit more party atmosphere.
Yeah, it's going down.
Yeah, they got more people with them, or just not it. If, especially if you ain't got no windows in the studio.
Yeah.
If you ain't got no windows in the studio, you'll get lost in it and you won't even feel the effects.
Yep.
So that's why I ain't too many windows in studios. But just like at home, you go from sun up to sundown.
Yes.
And almost back up to sun again, because sometimes I'll be up to 4 and I hear the birds chirping.
Chirping. Step outside. You know them long sessions? You step outside and see the light like
that. I'll be like, man.
It was going down. Speaking of music, how do you feel about this whole situation with Moneybagg Yo and this lawsuit with his manager? Like, I feel like...
That's a lot of money. $100 million. I don't think that's probably his worth.
She's asking back pay since 2017.
I mean, it's warranted if you was actually the manager. So it's like being a manager, you know what I mean? I could kind of say you do kind of fork over a lot of expenses.
Yeah.
A lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only say what that's worth based on what you risked in that time frame. You know what I mean? Now you add that plus what he's made.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like as a manager now, right, I understand both sides. What I will say is, me personally, I'm okay with handshake situations depending on what I'm all putting into it, because some stuff is just like, it ain't even nothing there for me to be writing
a
contract.
It was a handshake deal?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
so this is what she said. Now, this is where it gets tricky and it don't make sense to me, because it sounds like some pimping was going on right here.
Or somebody like somebody.
Hello. She went and used her own personal credit and finances to get him a Rolls Royce.
Bruh.
No, she definitely thought she was getting that on the back end.
Yes.
As far, and not even in monetary concerns. Hello. I think she thought she was going to end up being with him if she did that.
Yep. Yeah.
She got him a Rolls Royce. He met her because she was a finance manager at Bank of America. So he asked her to be his manager because she started helping him with his finances. Then she started breaking the bridge. She started buying this, buying that, getting, you know, the rapper kit.
Side chick vibes.
Side chick rapper kit. I got you, babe. What you need? You want to be a rapper? I'm going to get you a Rolls Royce. We going to get you some jewelry.
So you think it's with her case is fugazi?
I think 50-50. I think that she did indeed invest, but I think where women or just people in general mess up is mixing business with pleasure. Mm-hmm. You thought because that he liked you, or you thought he liked you, and by you doing this that he was going to pay you back. No, that's the easiest and slickest way for a man to say, I want this about you. Do this for me, and I got you.
Right.
And it's a handshake because y'all cracking.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look up, but again, it goes back to the question at hand throughout this entire day. Why now?
That's what I was going to say. Like, why take so long? Moneybagg Yo been out here with almost 10 years.
Why now?
When did she become his manager?
2017.
That's 10 years.
Why now? It's like you sitting back waiting on.
When did she stop becoming his manager? Or was she stopped managing?
When Roc Nation took over.
And what was that?
So apparently there was an agreement that was supposed to be made where she would receive $5,000 a week, which is roughly, what, $20,000 a month, on top of a G-Wagon.
But she gave him a Rolls Royce. I don't understand. Why didn't you just keep the G-Wagon?
This was the agreement once he went over to Roc Nation. That they would, and then she would also receive compensation on, that he would give her compensation from his residuals.
Roc Nation been having problems. I mean, they don't have the problems, but they constantly getting brought up into snatching artists away from their situations.
They bullying.
Yeah, I mean.
But I mean, when you think about it from a logical stance, and because I Rock Nation, Smock Nation, whatever.
It's
right?
Like, it's almost like firing your lawyer.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you have a manager. She's not known. It doesn't matter. We have, this is a corporation. Come over here. We can do more for you than she can do. And which logically, any artist that's moving up, they're going to want a big, you know, management company. However, what I don't agree with is when people do stuff like this. If this is the person, whether your intentions as an artist was good or not, that was really giving it, you know, pouring into you and investing into you, man, just look out for your people, dude. Even if you're not dealing with them. Look out for people, and you won't have to worry about it coming back. Now, I'm not saying that's the case in this situation, because I can see it's some funny business going on. But if that is or was the situation, we got to do better.
How much is a Rolls Royce?
It's about 100, ain't it? 150? Madi says, a Rolls Royce costs more than a G-Wagon.
That's what I said. How much is a Rolls Royce? $370,000.
Oh.
A ghost, a Cullinan is $392.
Let me tell you,
Black Badge version is $454,000.
I gotta tell you how slick Moneybagg Yo is, bro. Because first of all, that was a lick. She work at Bank of America. Her credit A1. She know finance, everything.
A Rolls Royce can exceed $1 million depending on the model and customization. Okay, let's see what
But also look at how much it appreciates over the year, the value. So we're talking 9 years.
You bought him a Rolls Royce, so it don't even matter the value. Listen, it ain't even yours no more.
No, I'm speaking on that's the amount of money she's asking for. She's looking at
$100 million, right?
She asking for $100 million, but how much does this type of car appreciate over time?
So G-Wagon is $56,000 up to $187,000. This is double, triple the price of what you wanted.
First of all, if I'm giving you a Rolls Royce in my name, I don't want no G-Wagon and $20,000 a month in return.
That's what you wanted before you got the Rolls. That's what you wanted before you got the Rolls Royce, though. Like, you thinking you finna get this 20 G's, he paying me, I could, you almost gave the man that's paying you the money back. And now you want the money back?
And now you want the money back. So, Lavender Sterling says, she had to wait for him to build his brand and his net worth so she can maximize her lawsuit if she sued him before. Now she couldn't ask for as much. Sit back and wait, let them cook first, then collect.
That's almost what you was talking about earlier.
Yeah. And Madi says Rolls Royce don't lose value. Right, that's what I'm saying. I didn't say that it lose value. I said how much value has it accrued since 2017?
It's not yours.
But that's what she's basing her funding off of. She's basing her $100 million off of what she's invested 10 years ago and how it appreciated, you know, during this time.
Yeah.
Like, first and foremost, you know, I won't be too hard on her because I don't know her. But what I do know is, like, people genuinely do be wanting to see people make it. That's why you be like, man, let's just build it together, right?
You know how many people came out and said Diddy did something to them after the case?
People want to build together. If they believe in you, they're going to invest and pour inside of you. But what I don't agree with, what I will push back and stand on, is stop mixing business with pleasure and money.
That's basically what it is, because you wait so long. Like she said, like, you wait till they get it all, become the best version of themselves, and then now you want to take them down.
Because you see him doing his thing with Ari. You know what I'm saying? He having, man, come on. You had 10 years, sis.
I wonder when she stopped.
10 years. Truth Nation, we got to go to break to pay some bills. Do not touch that dial. Mitch is in the building. Jazzy, tap in. 101.7 The Truth. The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, Digi Meech. We are live and direct. We are talking contracts, man. Moneybagg Yo. Meech, he got slapped with a $100 million lawsuit, but apparently man's value, he's only worth $12
million. Yeah, he only worth that's the credible, the most credible source saying he's only worth $12 million. It's crazy if she even get close to the $100 million. It's I don't even know. I'm trying to figure. I'm looking, trying to see how she got.
Are you out of your damn mind?
How you get to $100 million lawsuit? Okay, she says she used her own money, credit, and business experience to build the Money Bag Yo brand, investing between, this is what she said she did, invested between 1.5 and 2 million. This included putting down $125,000 down on a Rolls Royce for him, paying off his credit cards, buying him $50,000 in jewelry, funding social media promotion, managing day-to-day operations, and even helping with his children's needs.
I mean, is that pimping or is that management? I'm trying, not her, but I don't know anyone that does not have a contract with the artist that's going to do that, unless there's relations involved.
But this is a handshake agreement. She said she entered with him $5,000 a week, the Mercedes G-Wagon she wanted, and then one third ownership of all past and future brand revenue, reimbursements, and other perks through Bread Gang Enterprises, which is his company.
Mm-hmm.
That was in, like, she started messing with him 2015, 16. By 17, he was earning $3 million. And she said none of that was success would have happened without her. So I don't know, how do you get to $100 million? Okay, she won $100 million in compensatory damages, punitive damages from Roc Nation, full accounting of Moneybagg Yo's earnings, a constructive trust granting her one third of revenues from January 1st, 2017 and onward.
So she's basically going after Roc Nation too, to pay, whether he's worth $12 million or not. She's saying y'all got to pay up too.
Oh yeah, she said they had intentional interference with contract, whatever handshake contract she got.
So the handshake contract is legal in certain states, but the problem is if you don't have the evidence to back it, it's nothing.
Or no receipts or anything, like, yeah.
It's nothing.
Yeah, she said Moneybagg signed with Roc Nation without honoring her financial stake.
So this is where it's going to get messy. And
failing to buy her out.
Yeah. It's going to get tricky, because if he presents receipts to show that they were having relations, her case is going to be dismissed.
Of course.
Her case is going to be dismissed. A handshake agreement means absolutely nothing if I'm giving you $125,000. First of all, I'm not giving no man $125,000 to put down on no car if I ain't even got one. I don't care, artist, husband, boyfriend, whoever. Mm-hmm. Make it, you know. And again, there is, as a manager, there is a way to bet on your client, to invest in them. But to me, that sounds like it's more than what's being said.
Yeah. Let me see how she look.
Would you say me?
I got to look. I got to see a picture. No, I mean,
that determines it all.
Yeah, let me see.
That determines it all.
Yeah. Let me see.
It's not smart. It's just not smart business practices, period, to do something like that. And again, it's not to take away from her intention to say that she wasn't genuinely just trying to, you know, invest in her artist, because after all, she didn't ask him. He asked her. He asked her to be his manager, in which would make sense if she's working at Bank of America. She's been there for a while. She's experienced in finance, her credit A1. If you are an artist that's on a come up, that's a come up. That is a come up, but at some point, I don't care if you never manage your artist or not. Like, you got to use your common sense.
Mm-hmm.
You got to use your common sense.
I think she had all her pictures removed.
Because, that's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. You done put all this money up for a guy, and then he gets snatched out by a major company who starts managing him. And do you even got him enough money to go back and forth with Roc Nation? Because they got some money.
Yeah, so she's saying he went from $2,500 a show to who he is today.
Because of her.
But that was 4 years ago.
Hmm.
So this last 4 years, she ain't been around Moneybagg.
So I wonder what happened to where Because sometimes in stories like this, maybe he did give her something, but she want more. You know what I'm saying? Or if she, what if she, it was relations and she was bitter. It's just so many different dynamics.
They amended it to whatever the amount is mm-hmm. now. And yeah. I mean, it's set for trial. They probably been going through all his depositions and stuff, you know, briefings and stuff up until then, all these motions up until now.
Yeah.
But she filed it in 2017 or no, it's 2022.
I honestly.
Or 2019, she filed it. 2022, it was amended to maybe reflect $100 million. Now it's breaking news, but I don't think it should have been that much at the time when she actually filed it. She probably,
I don't think so neither.
He could have settled if it was really, cause it seemed like he taking it to trial, so it's set for October.
Yeah, because he probably know he was cracking.
I mean, cause he's probably some BS.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But see, again, it's like. I just, you know, all jokes aside, I really, really, really hate to see, like, people that, again, they arrive at their destination. You know, they find a person, they have their family, they're making money, they're successful, and then boom, they get all kind of backlash, hit with lawsuits, all this other kind of stuff. Like, I wonder if there was a situation where they could have settled out of court. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I mean. Like, it was 2019. So he, and essentially let it get to this point. Like, he could have probably settled.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever she initially did it for, especially knowingly that if you know that she kind of helped, like, that's the bogus part right there. Like, when you know she helped, yeah, the number 100 million could be exaggerated, but when you know she helped and you just, like, take me to court, forget it. So it got to be some underlying issue between them two.
It has to. I was just watching a clip on Instagram from Punch and Rico Love, who was talking about managing artists and how they would never do it again because these are the risks that you take. You know, hey, I need help. Let's build this together. Then when they get to a certain spot, boom. Now, you know what I'm saying? It's a wrap.
I mean, I've been there as a manager. I used to manage the twins for a minute and then boom. I didn't. and then I end up getting back on a payroll with him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I never really stopped recording them, but just the managing part, like, once they had a deal, they end up
going
a different route.
Because they're controlled now.
Yeah.
They got to do whatever the label tell them to do.
But it wasn't the best thing because I end up having to get them out the same deal.
Situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Truth Nation, we want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. Is a handshake agreement okay when you are investing in an artist? Do not touch that dial. We got to go to break. 101.7 The Truth. Run that bag up through the roof, roof, roof. She like bag, you a dog. I'm like roof, roof, roof. Paid a car for a watch. This a two-tone coupe. Let's go. Like you Happy wheels. Thursday, Truth Nation. It's your girl, Jazz
Tyler. Now it's money bag time. Now y'all going to give him a couple dollars to pay her, huh?
Z, turn it up, man. We talking contracts and agreements, man. Apparently, Moneybagg Yo got slapped with $100 million lawsuit from his previous manager, who said that he was stolen by Roc Nation, that she invested $175,000 down payment on a Rolls Royce, amongst various of other things. The story, I can't say whether it's true or not. My personal opinion sounds like it was some relations or something else involved, because I just, as a manager. Right. There
That's
is
I'm
things
saying.
I'm willing to invest, but I can't see myself doing that to just my client for just my client unless there was some type of relations or something involved.
Or some type of real contract. I'm not.
Or top. Exactly.
I mean, like you are, he already getting $2,500 a show. That's a lot of money for even a local artist.
Yeah.
So if you dealing with him at the time where he just not getting off the ground, that's still a lot of money to be playing with as a manager.
Facts.
A show. You know what I mean? Knowingly that he.
Back either, then, too.
He either under the label that he was under, but we know he wasn't under Roc Nation, but it's like, okay, he was signed to CMG. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So you, which is a major brand, not a major label, got a major label distribution deal under CMG. So it's like you already knowing, dealing with Yo Gotti and everybody that was over there at the time, that he was gonna pop. You know what I mean? So having, and then whoever allowed this to just go down, probably money bag. Yo, you already knew that it's no receipts behind none of this, yep. which is like a contract. If no contract to begin with,
yes.
anything else after that is just a gift.
It's just, come on, Meech. Come on now. It is. It is. If you don't have nothing in agreement, I'm not trying to hear no. A handshake contract to me is like, hey, man, I'm still trying to get off the ground. I don't even. I'm making just enough, you know, right now.
That's a lot of money, though.
Okay, cool. But we're talking, like, you made the executive decision. Because not in that document did it say he asked her to. Okay, that's another thing. You made the executive decision to go and put a hunt.
As a manager, you make those decisions. Be like, okay, I'm going to go get you a whip. Oh, we need to upgrade your look or whatever the case is.
Do you think she did this before or after he asked her?
Even whatever he asked to be his manager for the materials he needed for his career, whatever he asked for, you still got to get it in writing. Because yep. he's asking for this. If I'm going to give it to you, I got to get it on paper to know that I'm getting this back.
Absolutely.
That's what the paperwork is for. It's not because I want to give it to you. It's because I need, so that way you won't come and try to ask for it back. You want yeah. it back. You need the paperwork to say this is why you gave it to him in the first place.
Shout out to the chat. Lavender Sterling says, relations or not, a legal contract should have been in place. People have to stop thinking with their hearts and correct. Be business minded when it's needed. She messed up. Big loss. Madi says, last night I took an L, but tonight I bounce back. Hey, listen, for real. Exactly. Relations or not. But the reason why I bring up relations is because a lot of times people like to be slick. And if they feel like they can make you feel like y'all together, then that pretty much like gets rid of you having a physical contract. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, we together. What we need paperwork for?
Yeah, and it could be just the relationship, how it grew into that. You know, women yeah. had their little feelings.
Yeah.
So she could have thought more
than what it was.
Than what it was, or hoping that it become more than what it was. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe he was
or
feeling it too.
It couldn't have been nothing.
Because that's right around the time when Ari came in the picture.
Oh, yeah. So she, oh, yeah. Give me my money.
That's right around the time.
Give me my money. It could have been nothing, too. It could have been she genuinely just wanted to see him win. But either
until
way.
Ari come in the picture.
That was a dumb decision. Mm-hmm. That expect, man, listen.
You can't say you a manager and don't have a contract.
Facts.
That's
a fact.
That's really where it
especially
comes down to for me.
Especially if you're dishing out that type of
you're
money.
You're the manager. So this ain't the only handshake agreement he has.
Come on now.
Because if you're the manager doing handshake agreements, because I had a handshake agreement mm-hmm. with the twins, and it was about three parts.
Yeah.
But one of, like, that's the only way. I still got paid once they yeah. went another way.
But still.
I got paid.
Yep.
When they went another way.
That part.
I got paid. I got my money when they left.
Yeah.
But then they came, you know, had to get them out the deal. And it's still a handshake agreement.
It's still a handshake agreement.
But at the end of the day, we do real business behind the scenes with the contracts and stuff like that. Like, okay, yeah, I'm going to be your manager. Woo-woo, but everything else are splits on the songs yeah. and all of that. And even me producing y'all is on contract.
Yeah, everything.
Because that's really where it started from, like me producing them. Yeah. Like, I produced this album. That's the contract. You know what I mean?
Madi says he cut her off. Now the lawsuit, she full of it, period. Yeah. What you say? That's right around the time Ari came in the picture. And even if that was the case, I'm just simply saying, make sure your paperwork is together and make sure that you're taking care of your people. If somebody looks out for you, I don't care how big another label is that come and snatch you up or whatever. Even if you don't want to take them with you, make sure they straight.
Yeah.
Just make sure they straight.
Contracts is just the agreement. It's not saying all contracts is not putting you under something.
Yeah.
So, you know, contracts get negotiated.
Yeah. Yep.
All deals get negotiated. It's only a deal when you agree yes. to whatever terms is, you know, arise.
Yep.
You're able to negotiate these terms.
And there is, what did, the other day, Chad Roper brought it up. It's something inside of a contract where, yeah, I know that's what it was, sunset agreement.
Yeah.
That even if y'all part ways and they blow up, you get paid still.
Yeah.
It's so the, it's that could have been, instead of a handshake agreement, she could have had that set in place.
Yeah, she's, I mean, that for sure is, that's really where you get your percentage from. You know what I mean? You have your percentage based off the shows mm-hmm. or the revenue, and then, and that's based off the money you put in too. So you yeah. can be like, okay, I, as a manager, 20% yeah. base rate. You know what I mean? 20% all revenue or just shows. It all depends on what you and the artist agreed upon. Sometimes it'd be like, I'm just getting 20% off of shows
yeah.
that I book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some of them be like, well, I'm getting 20% off of revenue, all revenue, because I'm putting in money too.
Too. Right.
You know what I mean? And sometimes you could calculate that and then be like, okay, this is what I'm owed. So until that 20% gives me, till I recoup that, what I put in off the 20%, you still owe me after the agreement. You know what I mean?
Man, it's a dirty world out here, Meech.
I mean, but no, that's not dirty.
Got to be more careful.
That's not dirty, though.
No, I'm just saying it's all fun and games until, you know what I mean? Like, you have to go into business thinking logically. Again, you can want to... You know what I'm saying? You can want people to do better. You can want, you can believe in them and all of that. That's fine. But when you get to investing in an artist, that ain't no, that's nothing to be played with.
I tell them I'm not the investment manager.
Yeah, at all.
I'm the creative manager.
Yes.
I'm going to help you create and bust whatever move that we could come up with together. But I'm not the financial part yes. of this deal.
Yep. She should have been an investor and not a manager.
Yeah. I mean, that's what her role was at the bank.
Hello. Hello. Where was your antennas? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but people take off more bites than they could chew. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, she feel like, okay, I'm going to be his, what's the name? It. And he going to make it. I could get an extra percentage being his manager.
But see, again, use your spidey senses, ladies, because a lot of times... Men will come with these games and be like, oh, yeah, baby, let's do this, 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 this. And then ain't nothing in place. You look up, he on, and you filing a lawsuit why this man got a whole family successful and all of the above. You got to be careful, man.
I mean, that's with anything. You know what I mean? I think yesterday in the booth we was talking about how marriage is the contract.
Facts.
So, you know, don't be scared to sign the contract. Marriage is a contract.
It is.
So, I mean, whatever else outside of that contract,
yep,
you could do whatever, you know, together. But that contract says what it says. You know,
so
what I mean?
We're not doing anything just because we believe in somebody no more. We're doing it. You have to protect yourself, too. Because if you don't, people will use you until they can't. They will misuse you until they can't misuse you no more.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's not beneficial for them, they'll go in and what did he do? Rock Nation. Okay, I'm at this level now, which makes sense.
But she got to file a lawsuit in the way she's filing it, instead of just saying he breached a contract.
Mm-hmm.
They saying she's saying she didn't get compensated for getting into another agreement.
Right. Or the promise of $5,000 a week in that G-Wagon.
Anyone, I can't even get off that because it's always something crazy. Like, how you get away to G-Wagon?
$5,000 a week.
I mean, you
get
a Rolls Royce and you want a G-Wagon.
Like,
don't make sense.
Come on, man. Listen, thank you so much, Truth Nation, for tapping in with us. Be sure to like and subscribe on our YouTube channel. Follow us on IG at TapMKE. Be sure to tune in Monday through Friday. Tomorrow, we got a special guest at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. NBA star Larry Hughes will be joining us. Please make sure that you tune in. We love y'all. Have a safe night. 101.7 The Truth. I want you the most.
Pretty woman, I make them crazy, have them beating down my door, yeah. I know you ain't met a real one like me, just go with the flow. Pretty woman, it's last call, and this joint about to close.
Finish that whiskey, man.
So put your number in my phone. Lock in and let's go explore. Pretty woman, oh, popping out tonight with a pretty woman. I just need one night. Pretty woman, you such a vibe. Pretty woman, oh, you got me hypnotized. Pretty woman, mesmerized.
up last night. Pretty woman,